in terms of soil sampling, right? It makes soil samples easier to pull. But we're also cycling those nutrients, especially potassium, out of that residue into the soil. So if we sample earlier and it's been dry, really dry, like it was earlier this fall, and we've taken samples, we may expect to see some lower soil test potassium numbers because it's dry enough and we haven't cycled those nutrients back to the soil. But I think looking at your soil tests, so if your soil tests aren't current, and by that I mean you should be taking them every 2 to 4 years. We've had some significant yields the last couple of years that would have removed a lot of nutrients from fields.